Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
In place of drifting, pursue, put an exclamation point after that. In place of drifting along and observing the obvious and noting the inevitable, which turns you into nothing but an obvious, inevitable blob, instead of occupying yourself with the obvious, pursue. As we grow older, I find it amazing how preoccupied we are with things we cannot change. The weather, taxes, bills, people's responses, time, the fast approaching of death. Worry about it all you like. It's going to get you. It's coming. One couple gave me their philosophy. Get all you can all you get, then sit on the can. I thought that was an interesting way to put it. Other people grow older in a different way, and I am attracted by these ways. What are you doing watching the wind? What are you doing talking about where the tree falls? Who cares? Who cares whether the clouds bring rain or whether the day will be sunny? Who cares whether it's hot or cold? You can't change it? Face it. Who wants to listen to the rundown of the weather report? Most boring thing on the television is the weather report. Even though they try to jazz it up with colors and stuff that goes ch-ch-ch-ch and all of that, it's just weather. And all of your looking won't change a thing. Be bullish in your pursuit of life. Pursue the things that you can change. Give your attention to the things that can be altered. And may I add just this piece of advice? Don't do it for the money. A war correspondent was watching a dear nun swabbing the pus out of a young soldier's leg of gangrene. The correspondent was repulsed by the sight, and he turned and mumbled under his breath, "I wouldn't do that for $1 million." She looked up and said, "Neither would I. Neither would I." Throw away the clipboard. Don't wait for letters of thank you. Don't expect to be, you know, mutually benefiting from it. When you give, you give. You don't give to get. That's God's plan. That's how he gave his only son so that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And some don't believe in him. He still gave. He still gave. And he'd do it again. As an alternative to doubting, because there are some of you who are so bitter you can hardly hear these words, but as an alternative to doubting, courageously trust the living God. Just as you do not know the path of the wind, and just as you do not know how bones are formed in the little fetus, the little unborn child in the womb of the mother, you accept what comes. Just as you do not know that, but you trust God to bring the wind or whatever and to form the bones as he is pleased, so trust him.
Are you set in your ways and unwilling to budge? The good news is that you don't have to live like that. The Lord has a much better lifestyle in mind for his people. He wants you to stop existing and grab with gusto the life he offers. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Be Bullish, was copyrighted in 1984, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.